The time is about 5 minutes past the hour of 6 o'clock. We're going to move on to the second half of the show and play some interesting selections of music that show musical influences back and forward between Celtic countries and Black America and also Africa. I hope you enjoy it. We're going to start off here with something from a young man called Irla O'Leonard, who actually learned his chops in Cor Coulé, the choir in Coulé, founded by Sean O'Reilly in the 1960s, taken over by his son, Padraig O'Reilly, upon Sean O'Reilly's death in 1971. So Irla comes from a very traditional Irish-speaking background, and yet he made some albums about 10 years ago with the Afro-Celt sound system. And this recording is called Éireann, which means Ireland, and it includes Enfali Kouyaté, who is from Guinea, I believe, and he is playing the cora.
Under Fafis Aram An Mechane Gataram Mishki Krigach Kram Under Fafis Aram Soron baya bele mane Igan soron kan ki kere woloti Barika bila domani Kiyan soron de kan ke kere woloti Duninga soron baya bele mane Cross the Lord and go here
Lovely stuff there. That was Jarvis and Justice, recorded in Chicago back in 1929, and the Polka River Blues. We'll have more to say about that in a moment. Before that, we had the Afro-Celt Sound System and Aaron, featuring the singing of Irla Olyanord from West Cork. Also the singing and choral playing, I should have said, of Nfali Kouyaté, who is from Guinea. Hoodie Ledbetter, very influential blues man. Rory Gallagher was an Irish bluesman, born in Donegal, grew up in County Cork. Really did a terrific job of absorbing the influence of both the Delta Blues and the Chicago style and turning it into something original. Two of the members of Danu, Kathy Jordan and Shamey O'Dowd, put out an album with American musician Rick Epping last year called Music from the Atlantic Fringe. And it starts off with a track that they learned from a Rory Gallagher album, which, if I'm not mistaken, came out in 1975. This is Huddy Ledbetter's Out on the Western Plain.
When I was a cowboy out on the western plain, well, I made a half a million working hard on the battle range. Come a cow-cow, you could come a cow-cow, you could, you could, you could. Come a cow-cow, you could come a cow-cow, you could, you could, you could. the greatest battle ever on the Western Plain. What was the greatest battle ever on the Western Plain? It's when me and a bunch of cowboys rolled into Jesse James. Come a cow, cow, you can come a cow, cow, you can, you can. Come a cow, cow, you can come a cow, cow, you can, you can. Well, when me and a bunch of cowboys rolled into Jesse James. When me and a bunch of cowboys rolled into Jesse James. Well, the bullets, they were flying just like a shower of rain. Come a cow, cow, you can come a cow, cow, you can, you can. Come a cow, cow, you can come a cow, cow, you can, you can. Ever on Bunker Hill. What was the greatest battle ever on Bunker Hill? That's when me and a bunch of cowboys rolled into Buffalo Bill. Come a cow, cow, you can come a cow, cow, you can, you can, you. Hey, come a cow, cow, you can come a cow, cow, you can, you can, you.
out in 1920 something or other. It's a song called Pistol Slapper Blues. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you.
Late great Rory Gallagher there doing Blind Boy Fuller's Pistol Slapper Blues from his Live in Europe album from 1972. That Pistol Slapper Blues actually dates, I believe, from 1938. We started with The Unwanted, which is the name of the group featuring, as we mentioned, Kathy Jordan and Rick Epping and Shamie O'Dowd, the first and last being from Danu. That was Hoodie Ledbetter's Out on the Western Plains, which Led Bailey originally recorded, I believe, in 1943 or so. And in between, we had the Chieftains from their most recent album, San Patricio, which they recorded with Ry Cooder. On that track, it was basically just Paddy Maloney and Carlos Nunez from Galicia in the northwest of Spain. And it was San Campio, a lovely little tune there, which Paddy wrote. The Chieftains are doing two concerts in town. They are playing Atlanta Symphony Hall on the 11th and the 12th, which is a Friday and a Saturday of March. Lots of concerts coming up. Run down again, briefly, Enter the Haggis tonight at the Wild Wing Cafe in Marietta. The Atlanta Pipe Band celebrates their 40th anniversary next Saturday. And an early concert at 7 p.m. It's all happening in the auditorium at Oglethorpe University. Edinburgh's Trash Can Sinatra's will be at Smith's Old Bar on the 7th, which is a Monday. Danu up in Athens at UGA on Friday the 11th. And then Paddy Keane at Eddie's Attic on the 16th of March. Buddy O'Reilly Band at Eddie's doing several sets on the 17th, St. Patrick's Day itself. And David Munley and MacDara at Eddie's Attic on the 19th of March. Now, I forgot to back announce something a little earlier. We played you an interesting tune called the Poker River Blues in the previous set. You probably wondered why. That was a track which we aired a couple of months ago when local musicologist and 78 collector Jeff Crompton was our special guest, and he suggested that might be a good one to play today for the following reasons. He writes, "To my ears, Poker River Blues by Jarvis and Justice is an illustration of the cross-influence of early black music and music from Britain or Ireland that resulted in American country music. To me, this sounds like what some African-American music sounded like before the blues. Dick Jarvis, the guitarist, was from West Virginia and was heavily influenced by black musicians from his area. I hear the African-American influence in certain aspects of the structure and chord progression, and just listen to the way Rhys Jarvis bends his notes on the fiddle." Thanks again to collector Jeff Crompton for that comment and for making that suggestion and providing that music for us. Who is the most famous black woman from Wales? Shirley Bassey. Here she is.
The 35th annual WRFG Peach Blossom Bluegrass Festival will take place Saturday, April 2nd at the Clarkston Community Center. If you, your business, club, group, or organization would like to participate in this landmark event, there are numerous sponsorship opportunities available. Contact WRFG Business Office today at 404-523-3471 for details on how you can become a sponsor.
Well, if Shirley Bassey is the most famous black woman from Wales, who's the most famous black man from Ireland? He died 25 years ago. Mr. Phil Lynott of Thin Lizzy. Here he is in a more reflective mood, clearly displaying the influence of Stevie Wonder. This is a song about his daughter. It's called Kathleen.
A beautiful girl. A beautiful Irish girl. A beautiful girl.
And if the song that I write is no good, won't you listen to it, please, anyway? And if the words that I write are misunderstood, won't you listen to them, please, anyway? This song is for Kathleen. Kathleen, Kathleen, a beautiful girl, Kathleen. Kathleen, a beautiful girl, Kathleen. And if you hear I was kissing another, don't be jealous, it's only your mother. So take it from father to daughter, this song is for Kathleen. And if you hear that I kissed your sister, don't be jealous, for how could I resist her? Don't be angry, for one day you might miss her. She's also like Kathleen. Kathleen, Kathleen, a beautiful girl, Kathleen. Kathleen, Kathleen, a beautiful girl. The song that I write is no good, won't you listen to it, please, anyway? And if the words that I write are misunderstood, listen to them, please, anyway. The song is for Kathleen. Kathleen, Kathleen, a beautiful girl, Kathleen.
Shut up, go to bed.
Oh,
Some African music there, sung by a Welsh choir. We started off with Shirley Bassey and the Black Mountain Male Chorus, and a piece of music which one of the better-known Welsh songs. It's called We'll Keep a Welcome. And we follow that up with Phil Lynott. He was a rogue, he was a rocker, famous, of course, for his Thin Lizzy days. Charmer, too, and we miss him. 25 years gone. That was Kathleen there, dedicated to his daughter, who was a mere baby at the time and is, of course, a grown woman at this point. I forgot to back announce the last track. That was the Cor Maibean de Cymru with Sia Hamba, which they sang before President Nelson Mandela when he was given the freedom of the city of Cardiff back in 1998. We promised you something. If you've been following us on Twitter, or if you've been getting the Atlantic Celtic email list, we have promised you something special to close out the show today, and we are not going to disappoint. Seana Ríomha helped to reinvent Irish traditional music as the 1950s became the 1960s. He was originally musical director at the Abbey Theatre, a job which Bill Whelan took over 30 years later, and it led him to Riverdance. Ríomha was famous for composing some very highly regarded film scores, and he had the idea of putting together Irish musicians on stage in suits to do something a little different, present music in a way it had not been presented before. One of those musicians was Piper Paddy Maloney, who won his first piping competition, I believe, back in 1949, and he's playing in a week or two here with the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra. Paddy Maloney and several other members of the group that Seana Ríomha put together, which was called Ceolthóirí Cúlainn, broke off in time and became the Chieftains. And the original group featured singer Sean O'Shea, who was in Savannah just last weekend, had the privilege of meeting him there and hearing him give a lecture. He mentioned some very interesting things, which we taped, and with his permission, we are going to play you a 3-minute excerpt from that and some musical things to go with it. These are rumours that have circulated for decades, and to be able to put the pieces together and present it to you today is a great pleasure, and we hope you will enjoy. Ceolthóirí Cúlainn was distinguished by Ríomha's trademark harpsichord and bowron, the former substituting for harp, and the latter being rescued from oblivion by Ríomha. He also single-handedly introduced modern audiences to the wonderful music of 18th century harper Thurlough O'Carolan, and passed off as his own some gorgeous tunes, such as the tune for the poem Women of Ireland, Manon Héireann, and Carrickfergus, also known as the Mhí Bean Uasail, originally both sung by Sean O'Shea. In more recent times, Women of Ireland has been sung by many artists, including Kate Bush, and an instrumental version was recently released by Sharon Corr with Jeff Beck. Carrickfergus has been recorded by Sting, Van Morrison, and a host of other people. But that's not why we're here today, because Ríomha's musical background is what's interesting. He actually was very interested and composed a lot in the classical tradition, and was also very interested and very proficient in jazz. Padraig O'Ríomha, his son, who took over from him as the choirmaster in Cúlainn and has himself a distinguished career as a musician and composer and visionary, was going to phone us tonight, but we had complications because he actually got double booked. The Irish radio station, Radio on the Gaeltachta, also has a claim on him tonight, and it's his wife's birthday. Given the time difference, we are unfortunately not able to have Pather here. And this being the 40th anniversary since Seana Ríomha died, you know that we are going to be speaking to Pather on the phone. There are lots of special celebrations or Ríomha celebrations planned for Ireland for various points throughout the year. And we look forward to having Pather on the show in future months. He did write to us to say that when his father, Seana Ríomha, was a music student in University College Cork, he was very interested in jazz and played piano in many different jazz bands in the early 50s and had a reputation for being able to play in all kinds of different current styles of the period. It was his form of income in his college days. Now, Ríomha forsook the option of doing more film score work. In fact, Hollywood came knocking and offered him a contract for 6 films. but he decided to follow his passion and his vision, which was the reinvention of Irish traditional music. And this is where Sean O'Shea is going to take up the strand. Because the context is, in the late 1950s, Irish music was mostly played by solo fiddle players, accordion players, and so on. If it was together, it was in the context of a ceilidh band or a dance band, and it was just in unison, all in the same step, 64 bars. And what we're used to hearing today in the ensemble connection was actually invented by Sean O'Shea. But what's interesting is where he got his inspiration from, New Orleans jazz bands. Please take a listen. This is a 3-minute excerpt of Sean O'Shea speaking last weekend in Savannah.
The most problem with Irish music that it's very much a solo player's music. You have solo fiddle players, horn players, and so on. And there was no acceptable way that they could play together as an ensemble, except just play around in unison, which can become quite boring and tight no matter how good the music is. And O'Shea, who was greatly influenced by jazz, took to himself the format of the traditional New Orleans jazz band, where you have, again, highly individual players, saxophonists, trombonists, trumpeters, and that kind of thing. And you know what they do, they play the piece, and then every musician makes a statement, and does his own improvisations, and then they come back and they all play again. Now, it wasn't an exact copy of that, but he used that template to get highly individualistic Irish traditional musicians to play. And because I had some vocal training, which I will speak to you a little later about, I was chosen as the singer to sing with them, because I had arranged, because nothing, no credit to me, but I had arranged because of a good singing teacher that could provide him with what with the instrument, if you like, was missing in the orchestra. So it was very, very successful. Howard mentioned, 5 of the original chieftains were in that band, and came to a point where they wanted to tour a lot and ultimately turn professional and become world figures, as they did, and all credit to them. But I, for one, want to continue teaching. Sean O'Shea wants to continue his work at Cork University. So they went off, did their own thing. And that was about, I don't know, maybe 67 or 68. The last time we played together was 69. And sadly, Sean O'Shea, health declined and died in 1971 at the age of 40. So this year, for me and for all who knew him, is a poignant year, because the memories are coming flooding back, and there are a lot of celebrate. Am I talking too much?
No.
There are a lot of celebrations planned, and you know, to give you an idea of the man's personality, there isn't a day since he died on the 3rd of October 1971 that I haven't talked with him, that I haven't exchanged thoughts with him, and that he hasn't been in my life.
Extraordinary there. That was Sean O'Shea with his recollections of Sean O'Shea, but also telling people down in Savannah. This is just something that people in Ireland don't believe, I think. They've heard about it before, but that the inspiration for Ciolthóirí Chulainn, which became the Chieftains in time, was a New Orleans dance band model. So let's see if we can put this in a musical context for you. Now, what style of New Orleans jazz would O'Shea have been familiar with, given that he grew up in Cork and probably took trips to England in the 50s? He'd played jazz piano in Paris in the mid-50s, we know. In fact, his wife had to go and fish him back for such an adventure. The early New Orleans recordings were not that easily available. It's more likely that he heard people like Bunk Johnson, who recorded in the 40s. And we're going to play an example now of a New Orleans tune as played by Bunk and his band. This is from the American music label. It's a track called We Will Walk Through the Streets of the City. And the point is here that the various different soloists, the trombonists and saxophonists and so on, take turns embellishing the tune, which is stated together at the beginning and end. And that, we will see in a few minutes, is exactly how Ciolthóirí Chulainn started and the Chieftains took off from that model. This is Bunk Johnson from August 1944.
Thank you.
Johnson there from 1944 with We Will Walk Through the Streets of the City. And that's the kind of New Orleans style that seems likely Aretha would have been familiar with, perhaps that very track. But in any case, we're going to move on now and listen to Kyolthori Kulon from their very first LP, which came out in 1962, recorded October 1962, and we're going to listen to a tune from that album called Exgiapa Nedleti, which means Toss the Feathers. And in this, for the first time, repeat, in Irish music, you hear a version of Irish music that had not been played before and that Sean O'Shea tells us today was inspired by the New Orleans model. Without Sean O'Shea in that particular track, and that was from the first Kyolthori Kulon album from 1962. And now, as the fella says, you know the rest of the story. We hope you've enjoyed our show today. John Falstaff here. We'll be back. Jenny's going to be here next week doing a mostly Welsh show in honour of St. David's Day, and we hope you'll tune in for that. I'm sure she'll also be playing tracks by some of the upcoming Irish acts, and there are lots of concerts coming up. It's interesting that track in English is known as Toss the Feathers. Toss the Feathers was actually the anchor piece of the set of Irish tunes on Fairport Convention's landmark Legion Leaf album from late 1969, thereby becoming the blueprint for a generation of folk rock and Celtic rock bands. So the influence of Aretha is even more widespread than we realise. Okay, we're going to leave you with something interesting here. It was a toss-up between Nina Simone doing Black is the Colour of My True Love's Hair or Roberta Flack doing The First Time I Ever Saw Your Face by Ewan McCall. But we're going to leave you with Paul Robeson for two reasons. Number one, he's going to sing the Welsh National Anthem for us, which is going to take us nicely into Jenny's show next week. But also, Sean O'Shea, when he spoke last week in Savannah, cited the fact that he too did not grow up in a vacuum and that among the singers that influenced him singing was Paul Robeson. Enjoy, be good, and we'll talk to you next time.
Dear land of my fathers, whose glories were told by bard and minstrel who loved thee of old, dear country whose sires, that their sons might be free, have suffered and perished. for thee. Wales, Wales, land of mist and wild, where'er I roam, though far from my home, the mother is calling her child. The lords of great Snowdon, in brave days of yore, for thee fought for freedom by Mona's green shore. Their courage undaunted inspires all our lays. Our harps e'er resound to their praise. Wales, Wales, land of mist and wild, where'er I roam, though far from my home, the mother is calling her child.